This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, in New Delhi today. The centenary celebrations highlight the legacy of the RSS, its cultural contributions, and its role in the country's unity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the RSS is working for nation building. He said, "The establishment of RSS as an organization on this great day 100 years ago was not just a coincidence, but it was the resurrection of a tradition which had been continuing for thousands of years."
Apne gathan ke baad se hi Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh virat uddesh lekar chala aur ye uddesh raha rashtra nirman. Is uddesh ki purti ke liye sangh ne jo rasta chuna वो था व्यक्ति निर्माण से राष्ट्र निर्माण और इस रास्ते पर सतत चलने के लिए जो कार्य पद्धति चुनी वो थी नित्य नियमित चलने वाली शाखा है.
The Prime Minister said RSS volunteers have been tirelessly devoted to serving the nation and empowering society. The Prime Minister recalled that the RSS volunteers also participated and proudly marched in the Republic Day parade in 1963. The Prime Minister also released a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS's contributions to the nation. Mr. Modi said tomorrow is Vijayadashmi, a festival which symbolizes the victory of good over evil, victory of justice over injustice, the victory of truth over falsehoods, and the victory of light over darkness. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal year to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% for the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. In August this year, the Reserve Bank of India has projected a 6.5% GDP growth rate for the financial year 2025-26, along with an inflation forecast of 3.1%. Meanwhile, the RBI has kept the interest rates unchanged. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the fourth bi-monthly policy of the current fiscal in Mumbai today. Mr. Malhotra said RBI has decided to keep its repo rate unchanged at 5.5%. He said the Monetary Policy Committee has voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged and decided to continue with the neutral stance.
The implementation of several growth-inducing structural reforms, many of which were announced by the Honorable PM on 15th August, including the streamlining of GST, are expected to offset some of the adverse effects of the external headwinds. Taking all these factors into account, real GDP growth for this year is now projected at 6.8%. This is a revision from our earlier forecast of 6.5%.
The RBI governor expressed confidence that GST rate rationalization would lead to a reduction in prices of several items in the CPI basket. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized on creating an innovative ecosystem in the country to promote research and development-based technologies in the defence sector. Addressing Defence Accounts Department Day 2025 in New Delhi today, he said Accounts Department, as the custodian of the defence budget, plays a crucial role in guiding the facilitation of research and development. He added that the department also plays a significant role in pensions and welfare schemes and utilization of resources and war preparedness during wartime. He also lauded the role of armed forces during the Operation Sindoor, saying that the entire world witnessed the decisive victory of the country's armed forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Maha Navami. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Navratri would bring good fortune, prosperity and success in everyone's life. The United States government has officially shut down today for the first time in nearly 7 years. The shutdown comes after Republicans and Democrats in the Congress failed to reach an agreement on a spending bill. The Democrats refused to support a Republican funding package unless they won a series of concessions centered on health care. And with that, we end this news bulletin.